All right, so welcome to the stock market update. It's Thursday, March 3rd, and we have a lot to talk about because the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues. And yesterday, actually, stocks closed higher, so it was pretty good news here. We had all 11 sectors of the S&P moving higher, which is fantastic. And we had Fed Chief Powell speaking, so we got to talk about what he said. Also this morning, more unemployment data, and we'll take a look at this. So as you can see, a lot going on, so let's get started. If you're new to this channel, I'm Marcus Hardcutter, and this is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to... well, show you what's moving the markets. And if you're new to this channel, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So looking at the markets yesterday, Mark. Markets liked it. I brought up the S&P 500 and we are up yesterday 1.86%.
Yeah, nice day, Marcus. You had the major indices open higher, and they really just never looked back. So 1.9% for the S&P. You see it there, the higher open, and then just kind of grinding higher throughout the day, finishing near session highs. Dow also up nicely, up 1.8%. Really the same picture there with the chart. And then the NASDAQ up 1.6%. With traders focused on Russia, Ukraine, and the Fed, but investors hopeful that the conflict between Russia and Ukraine could potentially be resolved and that the Fed would be less aggressive with its rate hike in a monetary policy.
Yeah, and here I'm going to the Fenway scanner. We see that all of the all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 are in green. Basic materials and energy leading the way. I mean, not surprised with energy because just crude oil keeps marching higher and higher. Yesterday it topped, what, $116 a barrel. Pulled back here a little bit, but wow, what a move in crude oil. I mean, since the beginning of the year, it has now doubled. And we're only 2 months into the year.
That's an impressive move. I mean, we've seen the big spike over the last couple of days, but, almost doubling. So the increase in prices because of Russia's attack, people are expecting that there will be a shortage of oil. But it might not happen if peace talks are successful. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. And I mean, the sanctions against Russia continue to put some more pressure on them. And if you look at the RSX, the VanEck fund, the ETF that is tracking the Russian markets, I mean, it just keeps sliding in pre-market right now, up 8.6% a little bit. I mean, I think it's in hopes of peace talk here. I mean, Russian exchanges are closed. They have been closed the entire week thus far. So this year is a best guess of what's happening when the Russian markets open again.
Exactly. And what we do know is hundreds of millions of dollars have basically been wiped out of Russian markets. And with the markets closed, it's anybody's guess where things will open up, when they open up, and where they'll open up.
Yeah. But yesterday also, Fed Chair Powell took the stage, right? So he was testifying in front of the committee with his semi-annual financial report. And this is something that traders also paid attention to because, I mean, after all, it is still about interest rate hikes, about inflation. So what happened there?
And this is where I think this was a big motivator for yesterday's rally. And it was because Fed Chair Powell said that the central bank would proceed carefully because of the geopolitical uncertainty and that he would support hiking rates by a quarter basis point. So basically he came in and he said, I'm favoring a quarter point. But he did go on to say that a 50-point hike is, or a half-point hike is still possible in the future if inflation is higher than expected.
Yeah. And this traders think differently. I mean, if we look at the CME FedWatch tool here and what is priced into the futures market, I mean, this year is a 97.8% probability of a quarter point hike. And we know that, I mean, you mentioned it, Mark. Yes, last week it was as high as 66% that they would raise it for half a percentage point. Right now, it's zero. 0% of a half a percentage point rate hike.
Exactly. And that, I think that was the takeaway here, because the Fed is in a very unique or tricky situation, because they're trying to really make an effort to combat inflation that's gotten out of control, but they're also sensitive and aware to what's going on with the geopolitical risk and how it could trickle over into the United States. And with crude oil rallying, we talked about it yesterday, a very high price in crude oil has inflationary pressure in the US, right? So you have another element where inflation could be getting out of control because of energy costs. And then the question was, will the Fed be more aggressive, or will they take it, you know, month to month, day by day? And it seems like that's where they're at.
Yeah. And I mean, this is where, if you're looking also at the yields yesterday, big rebound at the 10-year yield. And this actually helped banks a little bit.
Yeah, we saw banks have been in the spotlight. You could bring up JP Morgan there. JP Morgan getting a little bounce off of these recent lows, up 2% yesterday, up a little bit pre-market too. Bank of America, we've talked about the position that we have in Bank of America, looking to be a buyer at 41 possibly. But up 1.6% yesterday. So we saw the financials getting hit a little bit, and yesterday was a good day for them. Wells Fargo too, up almost 4%.
Yeah. So, I mean, just looking at the calendar, yes, we have the geopolitical concerns here of what's happening with Russia. And I mean, there's all sorts of sanctions happening, right? I mean, we have Apple, who already said we're not selling any more products. They kicked off all Russian apps out of their store. Boeing this morning said we are not even delivering parts to Russia. So, I mean, if there's any problems with Boeing airplanes or Boeing equipment in Russia, I mean, this is over. We have more and more energy companies pulling out of Russia and more sanctions. And so this is where hopefully we can force Russia to the table for negotiations, and hopefully to just retreat. I mean, this is the idea here after this this very hostile attack here. But also we have right now the focus a little bit more of what's happening here in the US. And yesterday we had the ADP non-farm employment change that came in much better than expected. And you mentioned it. I mean, a huge revision of the January numbers.
Yeah, and so that's just kind of a precursor to what we have going on tomorrow. But then today, unemployment claims coming in, 215,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment. And that's a low number. I don't know if it's in December we got down to 198 and below, but 215 is the lowest we've seen in months.
Yeah. So, I mean, what else? Yesterday, we had some positive news from some retailers. JWN, I mean, Nordstrom, huge move yesterday, up 37%. I mean, that was a big one here for Nordstrom, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Retail doing okay during this this earnings season. I mean, that was big, but you also have Ross. Is that what you just brought
yeah,
up?
Yeah, Ross. I just brought Ross.
ROST, the ticker. Up 6% yesterday after earnings. Hewlett Packard, HPE, up 10%.
What's HPE?
Yesterday.
There we go. Yeah, I mean, a 10% move yesterday. So, I mean, these are, we're back to double digits moves, it seems.
Yeah, it's we're getting some nice moves. And there's more retail on deck.
Yeah. So we also had after hours, we had Snowflake reporting, and I mean, Snowflake dropped 18%. I mean, it has bounced back. It was as bad as 25% down, but I mean, they didn't have a good day, or they are not looking to have a good day today.
Yeah, they showed the slowest revenue growth during the fourth quarter since 2019. So the company reported $383.8 in revenue, a million in revenue, and this was compared to actually a $372.6 that was expected, but that slowest number since 2019. I guess traders aren't liking that too much.
Yeah. I mean, back to retail, American Eagle Outfitters. I mean, they're also, we have been trading them in the past. Recently, we have not been trading them since, I want to say, August. I mean, they're down 5% this morning in pre-market trading.
Yeah, and it seems like their numbers were pretty much in line with expectations there, but trading around $20 right at support.
All right, Box, huge move here, 6% up this morning.
Yeah, nice move for Box, getting up to those upper ranges. They're up after beating top and bottom estimates. They reported 24 cents a share. This was better than the 23 cents expected. They also had a higher revenue, $4 million more than expected.
Yeah. All right, PSTG, Pure Storage. Huge move, up 10% this morning.
Another earnings win. They reported 36 cents, 10 cents better than expected. Also a nice revenue beat, bringing in 708.6 million versus 630.9. So real strong earnings for them.
All right. Then this morning we had Best Buy reporting earnings, and Best Buy jumping 5% higher in pre-market trading after reporting earnings.
Yeah, and this is interesting because they did say that the supply chain issues and Omicron-related staffing shortages was a concern, an issue for them. But executives did say that things should be good for the years ahead, and investors believe that sales gains made during the pandemic will continue to shine. Or outlast what we've seen recently. So
no.
Traders liking it.
All right, GPS gap reporting today after the bell. So we'll see what they're doing, but they're on deck since we have more retailers here. And then also Costco, ticker symbol COST, reporting today after the bell. So we'll see what happens there.
We'll see.
All right. So looking a little bit at the overnight action here, I mean, I'm bringing up the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ here, just diddling along overnight right now, huge jump, pretty much right after the unemployment data was released.
Yeah, that's interesting that it came right around that time. But yeah, nice move as we head into the open, up 1%. Even the S&P up 0.8%. So it looks like we're going to see a nice positive start here.
Yeah, right now I haven't seen any other news, so I would attribute this to the unemployment data, which means that right now, I mean, markets are really having a tough time, right? I mean, because it's like, okay, what are we going to focus on right now? So we have the Russia-Ukraine conflict, so that's definitely something that we need to focus on, and rising energy prices, and then we have inflation, then we have unemployment, then we have earnings. I mean, there's just a lot going on here, and the markets are super nervous. And if you're going back to the charts and just looking at what happened here in the S&P this week, or we just see that this week, so here today, this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so the last 4 days, if I can zoom in, it's really complete indecision. It's like, yay, wait a moment, oh, and then yippee-yay. I mean, it's just like, where do we go from here? What will be the catalyst to really push the market in one direction or another?
Yeah, and this would be a big time for the Fed, but with the Russia-Ukraine situation, any news out of there, you know, big positive or negative, could definitely whipsaw this market.
Yeah, I just think it kind of seems that for the S&P 500 here, that we have found somewhere support at around the 4,300 line, if you look at this, right? I mean, we had a few dips below, so we had one close below, but everything else was trading right at or above the 4,300 line that I put here and here.
I agree. You had that pullback actually in October of last year, finding lows around there, end of September, beginning of October, and then this recent slide and reactions around 43. So it does look like that could be the line in the sand. And so far, we're drifting to the upside rather than the downside below it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because we are getting into this wedge situation here, right? Where we had kind of a downward trend, but finding some support here. So now the question is, where will it break up? And it looks like it wants to break up to the upside.
finding some support, we could get that break.
Hey, but this is what we always say, trade what you see, not what you think, and then follow your plan. We got to hop over to trade with our mastermind. And if you would like to know our plan and how we trade these markets, take a look at these videos right here that I'll link for you. And if you enjoyed this morning's update, give us a like, subscribe to this channel, and then we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.